Morning. Today I'm going to do a confession of sin. One of the things we don't do in confession of sin, and there's a purpose in it. So stick with me through the end, and I think you won't be too upset by the end. But James 5:16 says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." This is in a section on prayer. And what I'd like to do is encourage you to have somebody who's a prayer partner, wife, spouse, husband, whatever, and confess your sins to them daily. And keep your slate clean. It's part of the healing process when we confess. And what we do, we don't ask you to stand up and confess your sins in church. That's a public setting. This that's talking right here is good for a private setting. What we do is in 1 John chapter 1, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. That's the first thing. Let's stop right there. We got to get over thinking that we're okay, we have no sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, that's what we're doing now I pray and then you pray to God and confess your sins. He, being God, is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So what we do in this time is we confess our sins to God silently. We don't need to make a big show of it. And God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar. His word is not in us. So I want to encourage a time of prayer here. Please, whatever you can think of, confess your sins to God, and I will close in prayer in just a minute. Heavenly Father, we do come to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you for this opportunity to clear the slate. We ask that you would forgive us of our sins, our trespasses, even our iniquities that we have that cause us to sin. We ask that you would forgive us and wipe the slate clean, enable us to worship you more freely, more completely, and we ask that you would have mercy and grace upon us, and draw us closer to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.